Much attention has been paid to the problems experienced by the thousands of teenagers who age out of foster care every year in America. Many states have tried to ease this transition by offering foster kids services until they turn 21. They might offer them health insurance, college tuition assistance, or subsidized rent. We go now to one state that may have to cut its services to foster teens, Rhode Island, now facing a budget crisis. Nancy Cook of member station WRNI reports.
Sonia Bagal seems much older than 17 as she opens up the door to her apartment.
Well, there's my bathroom. My kitchen is a mess right now. I'm cleaning it because I've been working a lot.
In a few hours, she'll take the bus to her job. When she's not working, she's studying for the GED. She wants to become a nursing assistant. But she worries her plans could change if Rhode Island decides to cut off foster kids once they turn 18. Right now, the state pays for her apartment.
You know, if they cut it, I'm going to be homeless. I have no way to make the rent. And I have, you know, I have to have money for medical insurance and food and the rent. And my DCYF worker said that basically all I'm going to have is a shelter referral.
About 850 foster care kids could become homeless or lose their health insurance if this passes. Rhode Island is facing a $360 million budget deficit, so the governor wants every state department to make cuts. The Rhode Island Department of Children, Youth, and Families, Patricia Martinez, had to figure out how to decrease her budget by $30 million. And what was she supposed to do, cut programs for three-year-olds?
This is one of those proposals that no one takes pleasure doing. And if it wasn't because of the financial crisis that we are facing as a state, this wouldn't be at the table.
National foster care advocates say Rhode Island's proposal is pretty unusual, especially since more than 30 states from Iowa to Illinois to California offer some type of foster care until kids' 21st birthdays. The executive director of the Jim Casey Youth Opportunities Initiative, Gary Stangler, says it's a bad idea to assume that any 18-year-old is a full-fledged adult.
At age 18, kids are not usually even graduated from high school. The state has been their parents legally to age 18, and I think no other parent would simply cut off their 18-year-old, even if he or she hadn't finished high school, without at least the basic supports of having a family to fall back on.
The Rhode Island Governor, Donald Carcheri, says that if this budget cut passes the state legislature, the state will look at each 18-year-old foster kid and come up with a plan. Governor Carcheri says there are so many people the state has to look after.
The premise that we went into this budget was to protect the most vulnerable, that is our seniors, as persons both young and old with disabilities. And when you go through that, then you come down to programs and changes that you can make where, yes, there will be impacts, but you hope to minimize those.
Sonia Bagal and other foster teens have been holding protests at the Rhode Island State House. They're also making other plans to live with family members, find roommates, or save money for their first and last month's rent. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Cook in Providence.